Hello, listeners. If you're here, it is because you just finished listening to our phase 3, episode 9 episode. Anyways, we're now here talking about our disagreements and whatnot when it comes to Endgame. So Endgame, oh yeah, welcome to our bonus episode, whatever. So Endgame, we've got a lot of controversial things that happen in Endgame. You have Natasha dying, you have Steve doing what that stupid shit is that he does. And I think that might be it with our disagreement.
What about Tony dying? Were you okay with that?
Yeah, I was good with Tony. It was super sad, obviously, but like I guess it made sense.
Like storytelling wise.
Yeah.
Okay then.
But so Kyle, you start with whichever one you want to start with first.
Let's save like the main one for last. Let's do Black Widow first, right?
Yeah, okay.
Let's do Black Widow first. Because I feel like, first off, you're not the only one. A lot of people didn't like that she died. I was like kind of okay with it.
Wow. Okay, why were you okay with it, Kyle?
It's sad, and like I wish she got her full trilogy because she didn't. She had one movie,
right?
But I feel like she was in enough movies for her to like have a journey, and I feel like this being the end of the journey was okay with me, even though I was surprised. I didn't think she was gonna die in the movie. That's the thing that was also surprising when I was watching it. I was like, damn, are they really killing her off? Like, whoa, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I just really liked the scene, which I was mentioning in our main episode. It's just, I really like that scene where it's just, you know, like two besties showing their love for each other, you know? It's very sweet. And I liked that because the main, like, the friendship started, and also, like, first off, Hawkeye was supposed to kill her, like, when he met her, because she was an assassin, and I think that was one of his first targets or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I loved how they really, I think that's also the thing, I think, with a lot of people, why they didn't like the decision in Endgame, is because she doesn't really get a big focus. It's mostly Iron Man stuff that gets a big focus. Even in other movies, like Spider-Man, like Iron Man's death is the focus. That's because, you know, he was close to him. So why would, he didn't really know Black Widow that much. I don't think they even met. Like, I don't know. But anyways, I like that they focus it on in Hawkeye, obviously, because, you know, mm-hmm. they were besties. And my favorite moment in that show is when he's like, oh, I think Kate Bishop asked him, what's your favorite, what's the best target you had or something like that, I think. And he's like, oh, the best shot I took was the shot I didn't take, which was the one I didn't take at Natasha.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, she's kind of doing the same thing here because, you know, he wants to die because of what all the terrible stuff he's done, mm-hmm. right? He thinks he deserves it. Probably what Black Widow thought she deserved too. But, you know, they both choose for each other not to. And of course, also Black Widow just wins because, you know, she's better than him. There's also that, because they're literally trying to basically stop each other from killing themselves, which is crazy and really dark. But I don't know. I'm okay with the decision for her doing, because I feel like it makes the most sense. Her entire. Like arc, I feel, throughout the entire series is her cleaning her ledger off, doing like trying to do as much good things as possible, and I feel like this is it really. And also it's her getting her family back, which she's always wanted a family, and you know, she got it in the Avengers. So like I was okay with them going with the decision because I think it made the most sense. Also, it's just like a really good scene. It's sad, but it's a very good scene. And I think they both actors do a very good job in it. It would have been nice though if she had like a full trilogy beforehand, but you know what? You get what you get.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh my God.
Hey, at least they gave her a movie. That was nice of them.
Yeah, at least they gave her a movie. How many years after Endgame and how many years after she first was in like a fucking...
Like literally a decade, over a decade.
I think she was one of the character, one of the, yeah, characters who was, done so dirty. So dirty.
Go on, Fran.
Pardon?
Go on, Fran.
I mean, like in the franchise, like you said, she's like, she's made her appearances in all the other movies, and as we got to the end of like this group of like heroes, was in more of them for longer, but like the absolute disrespect, man, like her movie comes out, you said, like a decade after she's introduced.
It was
essentially
over a decade.
And they give her that one movie,
that's it. Yeah, was it like the best idea for them to do that?
And you just know they just scrambled because they were like, okay, we got to give her a movie. Like it was a good
movie. 100%.
But they were just like, well, we just got to do it and we're going to do it now.
I feel like the last year, especially phase four, is a lot of being like, ooh, we didn't give any of these people single like films. So they're like, okay, we'll just make TV shows. We'll make movies.
Yeah, right. Like it was nice to get more Loki. It was nice to get WandaVision. It was nice to get Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Hawkeye. I think they were all very underappreciated. Well, except for Loki. Everyone loves Loki, but I think they're just very underappreciated. But I don't agree with her dying. I don't like it.
I know. I do get it though, Fran. In some ways, I do wish they like gave her more full time, like, you know, like giving her a full trilogy, giving her more like just her surviving like this and like having, because they could have just gave her a trilogy after this, right? They could have just done that. They couldn't give her a trilogy when she's dead because it just wouldn't make any sense, because there was only really one.
Yeah,
like in the Black Widow movie, that was the only time you could really make a movie for her. Like it made the most sense. No other times really, unless you make it before Iron Man 2 or something like that. But then that would have been not as exciting because she's just a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, right? So
because like you see in Iron Man, like when she's in those ones to begin with, and then even just the Avengers, like you can see them struggling because you know how they just over sexualize women superheroes, right?
Especially with Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
the first two Avengers movies. Oof.
They're kind of just like, ooh, we don't know what we're gonna do with her. She's just gonna be like this hot Black Widow, you know, whatever. And then when she's finally getting that substance and like, oh my god, she's taking off because that guy is not doing the movies, and then they kill her. She's gone.
I know. Also, one of very few like, you know, female characters they have too.
Yeah, right. Well, hey,
really, like honestly, like when you think about it, they don't have much.
No, and what the last?
They're
only
just getting now.
Captain Marvel, right? She had her movie. I really liked that one. I thought that was like a really good.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, I love Captain.
Oh,
Marvel.
Controversial opinion, because like everyone doesn't like that movie for some reason.
Everyone who doesn't like it is probably a gross guy who's like, oh, Captain Marvel, ew, she sucks. Like,
yeah, I thought it was fine. I thought it was like a fine, fun origin story. Like, what'd you expect from it? Like, I didn't get what people like wanted from it exactly. I think it was because it was sandwiched between both Avengers movies too. Also,
I it's just that it's like there is a group of like, this is the problem with any like fan or stan community. They're very weird and they're very toxic, and there's a group of men who just don't like many of the female superheroes. They think it's being overdone. I don't know if they understand that these people are already in comic books. I feel like they think they're just being picked out of the sky and they're making them up as they go, but like
they aren't.
like Captain Marvel and Wanda, aren't they like the strongest ones?
Yeah, pretty much.
And that pisses off a bunch of men. So it's just ridiculous. It's not even like, they're just superheroes. They're strong. It's not even about fucking whatever bullshit. They're like, oh, it's woke, blah, blah, blah. No, they're just like, that's just, they're fucking superheroes. What do you expect?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But I really like Captain Marvel. I like Wanda. She's crazy, but I like her.
She's still crazy and I still love her.
But okay, so you're probably wondering, we can get to that next one now, Captain America.
Yes, ending. Let's get to the main one.
I will just say that I think my hate for Peggy Carter does not even come from her or the ending. It just comes from the What If show.
Why? Wait, what? Like her What If episode? Why?
Like, I haven't even watched the show, but I know as soon as that episode aired, all over the internet, people were calling for a Captain Carter. We need a Captain Carter movie. We need a Captain TV show.
Sorry to break it to you, Fran, but there's going to be a Captain Carter live action show. So maybe.
I really hope that doesn't happen. But it pisses me off only because we literally had Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And we literally know that Falcon is now Captain America.
Well, yeah, but that's the main universe.
It was just like, I don't like how it was just shrugged off. And I know it's because he's black that nobody, like, it's not as big of a thing as it could have been. Because, like, oh my, if it was like fucking Bucky being the new Captain America, I know that shit would have taken off way more faster.
I'm really glad they didn't, though. That would have been very touchy. He was an international assassin for 70 years.
And he probably killed Kennedy or whatever. I don't know.
But, possibly.
We can neither confirm nor deny his whereabouts.
True.
I don't know. Just it irks me the wrong way about how people are so, like, on, like, I don't know. Like, they're quick to be like, yes, oh my God, she has to be Captain Carter, blah, 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 blah. But then, like, we already have a new Captain America, and sure, it's in the main timeline, but I can just see, like, all their promo for that, it just hasn't been good. And I don't know if that's just Marvel or Disney with their promotion of more diverse movies and shows and whatnot. Because I also noticed that Falcon and the Winter Soldier is never anyone's top show.
It's not, which is unfortunate, because I really do like that show. I think a lot of people maybe don't like that show as much is because a lot of people didn't really like the villains of that show, because they were kind of unclear on what they were doing. But I still like it overall, because I thought Sam's arc was wonderful, and even Bucky's was too in that show. You know, it was nice awesome. Them seeing them get, like, the time they should have. And I thought it's really just a really good prologue to basically whatever his movie is going to be, because he's going to get a movie, obviously. They announced it.
Yeah.
And hope Bucky's in it. Like, I hope if he's not in it, that'd be crazy.
I hope Bucky doesn't die. I'm hearing rumors that that's going to happen.
I feel like probably not, because I feel like Sebastian Stan isn't as worn out as everyone else was, because he wasn't really, like, the only movies he was really in was, like, really mostly, I would say, Civil War and, like, the show he was in. Like, those are, like, the most time he had. Like, in Avengers movies, he's barely in that. Like, I bet he filmed for maybe a week, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the Winter Soldier, he doesn't even talk that much in it. No. So like, I feel like he's not worn out as everyone else is, you know? So I think I think he's gonna be, like, you know, like what Bucky was to Cap. Like, he's just gonna be, like, you know, his bro for Sam. I'm pretty sure, like, that's why he was in the show, I think.
But you like Steve's ending, so now,
yes, so I mentioned this before in the other episode, but yeah, I just like it because I like that he was kind of it's an interesting where, like, I think he was being very selfless at the beginning of his arc, and then he gets to be really selfish at the end of his arc. Because, and also, it's like where when you were talking about Civil War, where he was very much a soldier, you know, at the start, where he's, like, you know, abiding to, like, his captains and stuff. But then slowly, for all over these movies, he's starting to realize, oh, wait a second, that's bullshit. I should just listen to myself. Because he has a good sense of morality, right? Not everyone has that, right? He does. So, and I don't know, I just liked, it's also because I'm just, like, a big shipper, and, like, I've always shipped them at the beginning. And I thought it was very sweet. I just, also, I love Peggy. Like, I have the opposite, that's the thing with me and Frank. I have the opposite, like, with Peggy, because, like, I saw her show, I thought she was so brilliant. Also, I just love British people. Like, what can I say? God, it's not my fault. I think they're very charming and endearing, and I just can't, like, I just, you know, it just is what it is with that. But also, I think her show, which Fran hasn't seen, is quite brilliant. I think it really handles like really good themes, and like really good themes of like equality and stuff like that, especially during a time in which the '50s, right? So it, that shows a lot about her, like her validation and not her needing it from other people, especially men, because she works in this workplace. She's the only woman in the entire workplace. Mm-hmm. But I think that show's really well done, really underrated on Disney Plus, if everyone knows. Both seasons are solid, but the first season is like the best, especially since season two literally ends on a cliffhanger that will never be resolved, which is unfortunate, but it's fine. Not the first time. But I really like Hayley Atwell. I think she's a really good character, and I think she deserves Cap. So like I was okay with it. I do get though you wanting Cap to be with Bucky. Like I get it, because he did so much for Bucky.
Like every fucking movie that Bucky's in, he's putting his neck out for Bucky, and then at the end, peace out.
Peace out. Bucky's he's like, well, because you know what? He saved Bucky in the end, really. You know, gave him to Wakanda. They saved him. He even gave him his own replacement.
Kyle.
Yeah, it's
okay. What are the odds that you find out your best friend that you thought was dead is actually a super soldier? What does that mean? You guys can literally spend the rest of your lives together. And what does he do? Not that. I don't know. That just, you put your life on the line. You literally fucking break up the Avengers because you're going so hard for this
guy. Up the band.
He broke the band up. Tensions everywhere, like in Endgame, it took a while for Tony to
tension's red hot, and we didn't mention that, but like when they meet each other again, he's like, yo, you weren't there for me, and I was like, damn, I felt that. I'm like, Iron Man's right for the first time.
And it's just like, and then you have this opportunity, and then you go back, which I think, yeah, you're right. You know, it was a selfish act, because when we see Peggy in Winter Soldier, she's had a good life. She married one of those soldiers.
Well,
guys,
see, that's the thing,
from
though.
The group.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. That's the thing with this confusing Endgame timeline. Stuff. So technically, that still happened, because basically, in the Avengers universe, it's not like other universes, like any other universe, like Star Trek or like Doctor Who or like anything that involves time travel, they go back in time and then they change the future, right? Yeah. And this one, that doesn't happen. Technically, you don't change the future.
You just
so basically
make another timeline.
You make another timeline, which is true. I think in they basically use scientific theory, because in that way, that's actually what would happen. You can't actually change the future, right? Which is true, but also confusing. So basically, so that thing you mentioned with Peggy, right? That technically did still happen in the main universe. So he made a timeline in a different universe, basically. which it makes sense now, because we saw Loki. At the time, it didn't really make any sense, but now it makes sort of sense. it's a little confusing. But anyways, so that still happened, right? So technically, he's just being selfish for himself, really, right? And of course, also Peggy would want that. I would love the conversation before the dance, because like, how did he explain? all the stuff that just happened? Like,
I don't know.
That would be interesting to talk. And I mean, it's just a conversation, even though it's not needed, right? Like, obviously, they didn't do that because you know how movies work. You don't want that. That would not make sense.
Yeah.
Right. But yes, I do get it though. I get like, you know, wanting to live with your best friend for a long time, because they can live for a very long time.
Yeah.
You know, because they're basically what, like 30s, I guess, even though they're like, you
yeah.
know, well, yeah. Because Bucky was frozen on and off again. So he's never really, yeah, yeah. aged, I think, right? I think they say that in Winter Soldier. So yeah, I do get that. But like, like, there's a difference between the love of your life and your best friend. So, like, I get why he chose the love of his life.
Well, you know what? I think Steve shouldn't be such a little weak-ass bitch. He gets some attention. That's all.
That is true. I'm assuming it's the first one. I'm not really sure.
It was definitely. See how scrawny he was, and no one was paying attention to him in the first movie.
Literally, the scrawny as me. I think he's the same height as me.
No, Kyle. I don't know. Like, I think it was just because on him it was Chris Evans's face, so it looked weird. But like on you, it looks good because that's who you are. But I think it just
didn't work. I know.
Chris Evans's face.
No, but I did look it up though. I think he's the same height as me, which made a lot of sense. He was really short in that first movie. It was like really weird.
Yeah,
pretty good CGI though for it being like over a decade ago, I think.
Yeah.
But I just like, I think that's what it sums up to. Like, I get why he chose that, even though. I do get why he should have, because he did so much, you know, for Bucky. And even Sam, he's also leaving Sam too. So, yeah, you know, and giving him pretty big shoes to fill in, which is kind of crazy.
I think it's going to be interesting because, like, I know, like, he's incorporating Falcon technology into his Captain America.
Yeah, which I think is really cool.
It's
going
to be so cool. I'm very excited to see what this new phase of Captain America. Mm-hmm. And I hope Sam finally gets a girlfriend. I know he was thirsting over Black Widow in a lot of those movies. So,
do you think he was really?
Wait, oh my god! Yeah, in Winter Soldier.
Really?
Oh my god, Kyle, rewatch it.
Oh my god, I think I might need to. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's cute, little flirty, like you know.
Damn, when Cap was also doing it, kind of. Damn,
she was the only girl there.
That's true. That's so true.
But I think that's a good place to end it, because I know none of our minds will be changed or anything.
No, it won't.
We're just expressing what we feel.
But Fred, think about this though. Like I said before, we wouldn't have got Sam as Cap if he didn't make that decision.
So... yeah, I guess you're right. We'll get Sam as Cap, and then his best friend will be Bucky. I find it funny that they just pass each other along, like.
And then Bucky can end up with Sam's sister.
Oh my god, I hope so. Oh my god,
I love those moments. It was so funny. Holy shit, Sam looks very bad.
I'm gonna watch the show also before we do.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah.
Episode. Oh my god, I remember that. It's just, what can I say? I'm a sucker for interracial love. I don't know.
Also, they're cute together. I think it would work.
Yeah, Bucky. I don't know. He's like. Oh my god, I forgot all about that. I can't wait to rewatch.
I can't wait to talk about it, honestly, with you, because I think I did watch that show twice, so I have like a good memory of it. Then I'll talk about No Way Home, which is very exciting.
I'm excited for that one too.
Yeah, very excited.
Well, that was our bonus episode. Thank you if you came to listen. Thank you. It's a bit shorter than a usual one, not by much, but there's a lot to discuss here, man. So take a listen to our first episode if you haven't. Listen to all our other stuff while we get our shit together. Our phase 4 episode will be out.
Yeah. Phase 4 as of yet.
Yeah. As of what we've seen so far.
Yeah.
It'll be out on June 9th, the day after my birthday. Woo!
Oh yeah. Oh my god, Fred. Yay.
So yeah, thanks for listening. Follow our socials, contact us, engage with us on Twitter and Instagram. And we will catch you next time.